Now getting into Game 3, the Burton Panthers baseball is on the air. Tonight's playoff game against Overton is made possible by St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton, Burton ISD, Collier Construction, Sendero Arbor Care, Brenham National Bank, Dominant Associates, BVR Material, Quality Glass, Burton Meat and Processing, Brenham Collision Center, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Woodson Lumber Company, Blinn College, Market Realty, J&J Packing, Kendra Tile, Citizen State Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, TNT Car Wash, Mattress Guys, First Baptist Church Burton, Hody Farms, Tegeler Toyota, Wellman's Insurance, Tillman Construction, Daryl Kiki, Katie and Trent, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back with your hosts, Javi Jr. and Daryl Kiki, with the pregame right after these words from our sponsors.
All right, coming back here for the Game 3 pregame is here in Don Sanders Stadium at Sam Houston University. Burton has just forced the Game 3 series tied 1-1 with a shutout 6-0 of the Overton Mustangs. And as we get the lineup here, it's going to be Ryder Biggs on the mound as expected. Last time he was out there, he pitched a full game with only 78 pitches in a win. And, you know, talking about a player that's hot and confident, he has quite a few hits at the plate, but not only at the plate, he is also on fire on the mound. So out of his last seven at-bats, he has 6 hits and a walk.
Like we talked earlier.
Or 5 hits and a walk.
He is picking up his buddy Witt. You know, Witt carried us in that series against Shiner when he had like 5 plate appearances and was on base. Biggs is doing it now. That's what's so sweet about this young team. Somebody's going to pick somebody up. But, guy, if they keep playing defense, making all these routine plays, and then a couple of these great ones, I love my chances. I was up talking with my buddy Majewski just then when I went to get the lineups. And like he said, Ernie Banks, great guy, said it's a great day to play two. And what are we doing today? Great day to play two. These fans are just all giddy in our side. You know how we felt last night with the wind kind of taken out of our sail? Kind of tell the same thing over here to our left, but I promise you they're not going to lay down over there and just hand this game to us. We're going to have to play our game.
Yeah, and key difference is when we got that wind taken out of our sails, we got to go home and regroup. They have to try to do it on the fly here. After getting shut out, that's a huge, for lack of a better word, a punch in the mouth when you get shut out and 6 runs put up on you and the way that the Burton Panthers did to this Overton team. But like you said, don't expect any of these teams to lay down. They both have a win under their belt, so they know that they can beat each other one way or another. I agree with you completely. It's a great day to play, too. And I see the confidence in this Burton side with the amount of people that showed up. You can tell they weren't going to be showing up for one game. They knew that, they felt that, and they got their wish. So some pregame keys to how they can win this game is, of course, Ryder Biggs needs to come out and have a huge game, not only on the mound, but also at the plate. He needs to continue this hitting streak that he's on. He's been getting on base like crazy so far, so if he can continue that and have a solid game on the mound, that's what a team is all about, being able to count on each other when the moment is big. No pun intended with Biggs there. Biggs in a big moment.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what it's supposed to tie together and be.
Exactly.
And you're 100% right. You know, all the momentum is on this red side right now. But Overton's not going to give up.
No.
They will not give up. They have a fiery coach, and I think he let the moment get a little big for him in this first game, because I like to use the word whine a lot, and he did whine from the beginning, and stuff on every play and stuff that didn't go their way. He was out there. And, you know, your players see that, and they feed off of that too. We sat there. We put the ball in play. We had two out hits. How many runs didn't we score off of two outs?
Quite a few. I think it was about four.
And, you know, we got to face their lefty who closed the game last night. I don't see him throwing overly hard. I think he's got a pretty good little breaking ball. And just coming from the left side, it's always a little harder to hit there. But I think our guys are going to game up. And, you know, they can taste it. They can feel it. They want to go head west and play another day.
I couldn't agree more, but it's all going to be about who wants it more. And just a quick tidbit to leave us with before we go to break really quick. Runners left on base. And this Mustang side left 10 runners on base in that last game. No matter who you're playing against, that's too many missed opportunities.
Yeah, that'll bite you every time, buddy. I don't care what level you play. You see it in the pros. They leave runners on base early in games. They have bases loaded first inning.
Twice.
And that will knock you in the dirt every time.
Six of those runners left stranded were on two bases loaded situations, one with zero outs and one with one out. So good job of the Burton Panthers capitalizing. That doesn't just happen. You cause that to happen with great pitching. One of those, we saw the great play by Ruben Rodriguez, and then two consecutive strikeouts by Tyler Witt, both coming up hit. Again, cohesion, coming together, making it happen as a team, doing what is needed. So speaking of doing what is needed, man, another shout-out to Logan Tosta, selling out on a single-handed double play at second base. Unfortunately, comes up with an injury, and he won't be back. But big shout-out and our prayers with him and his family. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors for some more pregame to Game 3.
Sendero Arbor Care is thrilled to congratulate the Burton Panthers baseball team and their dedicated coaches on an incredible achievement, making it to the playoffs. At Sendero Arbor Care, they specialize in providing professional tree care services to keep trees on both residential and commercial properties healthy. If you need expert tree care at your home or business, call 979-836-4517. They're dedicated to serving the community with hard work and integrity, ensuring that your trees and property are in excellent hands. Call Sendero Arbor Care today for the health of your trees and property.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Summer's a time to get things done on your property, and DDM Pipe and Seal is ready to help. Whether you're building a new pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, building a workshop, or putting on a steel roof, DDM has everything you might need. Their experienced staff can help you select the right materials and hardware for your project. Whether it's angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, metal building components, or welding supplies. So what are you waiting for? Get that summer project started with a trip to DDM Pipe and Seal today, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
KWHI invites you to tune in this Sunday to hear the Search the Scriptures with Pastor Larry Attiker from the First Baptist Church in Burton. It airs every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KWHI 1280. You'll enjoy music and a verse-by-verse study through the entire books of the Bible. We look forward to you joining us this Sunday at 10:30 on Friendly Country KWHI. First Baptist Church in Burton would like to give a huge congratulations to the Burton Panthers on their winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
All right, getting ready to start off game three here. The Overton Mustangs have taken the field as they're going to be the home side. They win the toss for that decision. They'll stay home and batting at the bottom of the innings. So that's a good news for them as they win the toss. But not going to change the way this Burton Panthers team is going to play. They're out there warming up right now is Overton and taking some practice swings to lead things off is Tyler Witt. Not many changes to the lineup for the previous game. The only real change going on is Tyler Witt is going to be back at shortstop. Ryder Biggs slides in on the mound. And then, of course, with the injury to Logan Tosta, Coy Gurka would be batting for him as a designated hitter. And in comes Matt Raymer to bat for Houston Hody. Houston Hody will stay at third base, and Raymer will go back to left field. For the Overton Mustangs, it's the exact same lineup. The only thing they change is Landon Hill slides onto the mound. And other than that, everybody stays in the exact same position, except for Bryce Still slides into center field, and Joey Zalman slides into right field. So those are the only changes for the starting lineup. So now that everything's updated, it's time to play ball.
Let's go start them off here, T. Witt. Let's keep this up. Let's jump on them early again here. Man, a 5-6 run first inning. Wouldn't that be sweet?
Let's see how the Burton Panthers come out after their shutout win 6-0. Here's the first pitch and a hopper for Tyler Witt. It's to the shortstop, Mason Rowe, and not able to beat the throw is Tyler Witt as that is a quick out, one pitch, one out for the Overton Mustangs, and their crowd is cheering because that is a very solid start to the game for them.
Very good contact, though, by Witt and stuff. That's a very positive note there, though.
Yes, sir. And, of course, here comes Coy Gurka, the freshman, hitting. And first pitch to Coy. This one outside. He's going to give him that one. Catches that upper outside corner, he says. 0-1.
Gurka's played a lot of ball, Miami. He's going to be all right up here.
Yeah, that's right. Just because he's a freshman doesn't mean he's not experienced, right?
That's it.
He's going to foul this one left side. I mean, we didn't see him get on base last game, but we saw him absolutely rip one down the left field that would have been a home run or at least off the wall in the warning track if he didn't put it just about 3 feet left of the foul there.
Yes, sir.
So he's got some power. He's got some ability. And 0-2, swing and a miss there. It's going to be two outs quickly here. Strikeout there for the new pitcher, Landon Hill. So let's see if the Burton Panthers can continue their streak of getting runs in with two outs. Up comes Ryder Biggs, who I mentioned is on an absolute heater. In his last seven at-bats, he has five hits and a walk. And he's going to put one in the left field. It's going. And looks like they make the catch in left field. That's Jaden Edwards. And honestly, it looks like Coach made an adjustment there. He said Ryder Biggs is up. Put Jaden Edwards a little further deep into that left field position, and it pays off for them as that is an out to end the inning. Three up, three down, start this game for Overton, and that's a solid start for them. That has their crowd excited. Let's see if Burton can get a three up, three down of their own as we come back for the bottom of the first inning in this game three, winner take all, after a word from our sponsors.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woods and Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woods and Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Playoff season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panther baseball team. Just like the Burton Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision. From windshields to back glass and everything in between, they get the job done right the first time. Let the pros at Quality Glass knock it out of the park. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong playoff run. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
And all aboard the Ryder Biggs train as he takes the mound and looking to come up big. Biggs in a big moment starts this thing off with two straight strikes, and next one's going to be fouled off for Bobbitt to stay alive here. Leading things off is Bryson Bobbitt, right-handed batter for the Overton Mustangs. And just a clue here. All of the batters are right-handed for Overton other than Landon Hill. So 0-2, and this one outside is going to make it 1-2.
Not a bad spot, Little Biggs. Now go finish him.
And one thing I can tell you right now about Ryder Biggs and his body language, he looks confident. And this one's going
right
to be popped
you.
Up into right field. There is
Brady
Griffin making a fantastic play there. A little bit of a stumble after he catches because he had to get on his horse to catch up to it. But that's going to be a quick out here. One up, one down.
Take that. Keep it up, boys.
So with one away, first pitch as Ryder Biggs, a consecutive at-bat, gets up 1-0-1.
Keep pumping them strikes, buddy.
Let's see if he can make it 0-2 for two batters in a row. And this is going to be ripped down the middle, and Tyler Witt almost able to make the fully extended grab, but it's going to get into center field. That's going to be a single for Mason Rowe. Kick things off for him.
Barely missed that one.
Yes, sir. And up next is going to be Brody Brown.
It's all right. Let's get an out here.
So already Overton getting a hit when after the 3-up, 3-down inning against Burton. And that was going to be fouled on the right side. Yep. Now you know what I always say. If you're not going to get a no-hitter, might as well break it up early, right?
Yeah. Now, Biggs is pumping strikes. They know that.
Yeah.
So they're going to be up there hacking.
They're going to be aggressive.
We just got to hope they hit them at them balls, and we'll be all right.
And a pickoff attempt there by Ryder Biggs, unsuccessful. Looked like a close one. And I'll tell you what, a pickoff there would have ignited this crowd. 0-1, Ryder Biggs, a short chopper, Modest, going to turn it into second, and the throw not going to come into first,
good
but
job.
Take the safe play.
Good job.
And that puts another out on the board. Two outs, leaves the runner on first.
Got that lead runner, little Isaac, that a baby.
That's a fielder's choice. Brody Brown gets on base. Up next is going to be Rylan Holloman. Here's a pitch to Rylan. A beautiful fastball strike there from Ryder Biggs. 0-1. And
he gets
he's
that
gotten out 0-1 against every batter so far.
If he gets that inside corner there and he keeps hitting the outside corner, look out.
So with two outs, runner on first.
That's
0-1.
Hit.
And that one's going to get it right in the hole between Tyler Witt and Houston Hody, second and third base. And that's going to – it's a sweet hit by the Overton hitter there, Rylan Holloman. Nothing you could do there. That puts runners on first and second with two outs. You got to get out of this inning. Braxton Harper up to bat.
Number three is going to run for the catcher.
And that's number three for the Mustangs. That's Jacob Osborne.
You know, we're going to say this over and over. They're going to hit Ryder. You just got to hope they hit them at you. That you can get that third out right here.
But with the amount of defensive plays we've seen Ryder make, he's a player that if it's put fair and he's near it, he's not going to make a mistake.
That's right.
So that is the advantage of having him up there. But again, I mean, not the every game pitcher for them, so that's going to be the kind of thing that we see.
Atta
and
boy.
A swing and a miss there, I mean, with a beautiful breaking ball by Ryder Biggs.
Cat got his body lined up like he's trying to take this ball to right field. See how he's turned?
Yeah, jagged. Staggered with his feet. And a swing and a miss there. Beautiful pitch from Ryder Biggs. 0-2. That one catches that. Got him to chase one outside there.
Now where do you throw this? You bust him right inside.
Right inside. Jam him up.
He's trying to take this ball to right field. You can see the way he is swinging.
He's got that lead foot almost in the top right corner of the batter's
mound.
And a swing and a miss. It does get past Braden Martin, and he's going to get
but
the throw to third.
The bases
but he drops it.
The bases.
So right. With two outs, Braden Martin picks up the dropped third strike and throws it to third to Houston Hody, trying to get the runner out there. And unfortunately, Hody not able to maintain control. That's going to be devastating because that loads the bases. But with two outs, all Ryder Biggs needs here is a quick out to end this inning and leave three stranded.
All right, here we go. Focus, guys. Let's make an out here. We got two.
Here's Landon Hill, the only left-handed batter for Overton. And a swing and a miss there by Hill, 1-1.
Come on, Red. Got two outs here.
1-1 to Landon Hill, and he's going to fly ball foul territory way out there and left. That's going to make it 1-2. So Ryder Biggs, one strike away from getting out of a situation here with bases loaded for Overton. Bottom of the first, scoreless ball game. They're looking to swing first and land the first punch. Ryder Biggs looking to get out and leave three stranded. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and this one's going to get to Modest. Modest going to squeeze it, get it to first right
that
in time.
Boy.
That's going to end the inning, and that's going to leave three runners stranded with bases loaded. Fantastic from Burton to get out of a rough situation. So after that, that's going to be 0-0 still through one inning. We'll be back for the top of the second inning after a word from our sponsors.
That was big. Huge.
That's still a 0-0 ball game. We'll be back with the top of the second inning after a word from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Kenjura Tile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs. They would like to thank all the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
When personal loss visits a family, we often hear that only time will heal the wounds. Time will, and so will care and concern.
It was good just to feel the care and concern of others.
That really helped us. Nothing can take away the difficult emotions, but our staff will show they care with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
All right, leading things off here, we'll get started as Eli Yeager is up. We just saw Ruben Rodriguez go out quickly there, thrown out at first. And first pitch to Yeager's outside 1-0. A lefty-lefty matchup here, Landon Hill against Eli Yeager.
Come on, Eli, stay hot. Keep ripping this ball. That sun must be bad in right field. Right field is shading his eyes with his hand.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting to that point. That sun is no longer above us. It's off to,
down.
The side, and that's going to be trouble for the outfielders for sure, but particularly right field because that sun is over in the left field as it sets.
Attaboy, Yeager. 3-0.
That's 3-0 to Yeager. It looks like the lefty Yeager giving the lefty Landon Still some trouble. Landon Hill, I apologize. And knee-high outside corner. Solid pitch there from Hill.
It's all right. You didn't want that one. Right here, 14. That baby.
And taking his base on the walk is Eli Yeager. He continues to get on base very well here today.
All right, Martin, let's go, buddy.
So one out, Eli Yeager on first. Pickoff attempt is not on time. And it looks like we got a pup in the stands here as everybody looks over to see where he is. Creating some extra noise. They said no artificial noisemakers at the front there. I wonder if that's an artificial noisemaker.
You know, I think he's a little more than artificial, but he sure needs to quit yapping.
With Braden Martin up, first pitch going to be inside 1-0.
Come on, Braden. You have your game today.
Here's the 1-0 to Braden Martin. That one down low, 2-0.
Make him pitch here, Braden. Make him pitch.
Let's see if he can fight here. I mean, 2-0. I mean, let's see if he can get another ball. Make it 3-0 and a pickoff attempt that gets nowhere. If he actually squeezes out of the glove of Braxton Harper in first.
Jaeger should have hit that a little bit harder with his hand.
Those little plays always make a difference, don't they?
That's it.
And a swing and a miss there by Braden Martin. He was looking to go for the fences there. Unfortunately misjudges it, but a good attempt on the swing. Good swing there. Good looking swing. 2-1 now to Braden Martin. And Braden Martin in a little bit of a lull here. And right on cue, hits one into center field, but puts too much air under it. And that's going to be a good play by Jaden Edwards in left field for the Mustangs to get the second out for these Mustangs. So up to bat now is going to be number 12, Brady Griffin. Going against the lefty Landon Hill. And Landon Hill, I mean, having a solid game so far.
Yeah, we're hitting him hard, though. Very encouraging.
First one of Brady Griffin's a strike. Catches that outside corner, 0-1.
Got two outs with Jaeger on first.
Still scoreless here. Still waiting to see who's going to land the first punch. 0-1, this one's going to be a breaking ball that catches the bottom part of the strike zone, 0-2.
You can do it, Brady. Come on, buddy.
And that's going to get the attention of the Overton crowd as they loved that pitch, and it was a solid breaking ball. Here is that 0-2.
Go. And everybody get there.
A third strike that gets passed. An umpire calls him out. Looked like a pass third strike, but the umpire says he's out and four batters up, three go down. That retires the side, leaving a runner on for the Burton Panthers. That's the top of the second inning, still scoreless. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors for the bottom of the second.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Stegan Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
Go fight, win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses, salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
Coming back here to Sam Houston State in Huntsville, where we have game three, winner take all between the Burton Panthers and the Overton Mustangs. And so far we're scoreless through 1.5 innings. Bottom of the second getting ready to start here. Leading things off will be Bryce Still for the Overton Mustangs.
Got 7, 8, 9 coming up.
And Bryce Still was the pitcher in the game two. For game three, he slides back in up at the in the center field. And first hit's going to be right down the third baseline. A beautiful hit that's going to slide into that corner. Going to get it is Matt Raymer, and he gets it right in time. It's only going to be a double. And really, maybe a faster runner would have made it a triple there, but I know Overton will happily take a double.
Yeah.
Up next to bat is going to be Joey Zalman, number 6 for the Mustangs here. Looking to make something happen for his team with a runner in scoring position on second. No outs.
He tried to bunt last night.
Tried to bunt today, too. Had a sacrifice squeeze in the last game. So here is the pitch to Zalman, and a swing and a miss there. Beautiful by Ryder Biggs. 69 mile an hour right past him. 0-1. Looked like a fastball up in the zone there.
Let's go, Biggs. Let's make an out. Get an out here, guys.
0-1. This one outside. Even things up at 1. And on deck for the Mustangs is Jaden Edwards.
Let's go, Biggs.
And this is going to be popped right side, foul territory. Can they make the play?
Jaeger
diving, showing the effort, but too far right side to make it, and that's going to make it 1-2.
Nice effort by Jaeger.
Yeah, you see the Overton crowd holding their breath on that one.
Come on, Biggs, get you a K.
Let's see if Ryder Biggs will oblige Darryl here. The 1-2 count needs a strike to get that strikeout. Already got Zalman to swing and miss. Let's see if he can do it again. Here it is. And
popped
up into shallow center field. Tyler Witt
called
off by Ruben Rodriguez. And good communication there from the boys, Tyler Witt and Ruben Rodriguez. Ruben Rodriguez as sure-handed as it comes in center field.
Perfect job of Witt getting out of the way when he was called off. When you're running in, center fielder takes charge.
You know, sometimes you just want to go get the ball, but it's better to listen to your teammates and trust that they have it.
But I'm proud of them. All three, Modest went after it too.
Yeah.
You don't never want to let it just hit the ground.
Paying attention. Heads up.
Number 9 hitter here.
So now that puts an out on the board after the leadoff double.
Attaboy.
And Edwards going to take the first pitch, knee-high outside corner. Beautiful pitch there by Biggs. 0-1, breaking ball.
Go get him, Biggs.
Biggs going to take a peek back at second base. 0-1, here's the pitch. And this one going to be left side, foul ball, 0-2. And a play being made there by the Overton coach. Good job.
Two strikes here. Come on, guys. My buddy Tosta's on his way back here. They got him fixed up at the hospital, and he wants to be with his boys.
Oh, I'm sure he does. He wants to come out here, be with his team, and watch them get a win for him.
Nice block, Martin.
This one outside, 1-2. Ryder Biggs just trying to get him to chase one low and away there.
Good pitch.
Unsuccessful. Good discipline by Jaden Edwards. See if Ryder Biggs can make it happen. He's got 2 strikes on the board. Needs one more for a strikeout. That would be his first strikeout of the game. And this one in low, too low. Takes a one hopper to Braden Martin. But Braden Martin, good job staying in front of that one. Because we've seen it time and time again. Thankfully not too much in this stadium. But that backstop's got to be 50 feet behind.
It's a long way. Let's finish him here.
Maybe not 50, maybe 25, 30. And
Owen
takes a Trevor, and can he get the throw in time to third base? The throw seemed to be in time, but the tag does not arrive on the body of the runner in time. That's going to be third base, stolen third base for Overton. So now that puts a runner on third with only one out, full count here to Edwards, and any kind of contact
can
score
infield,
a run.
Bringing the infield in.
Yeah, with one out, good opportunity to bunt. Let's see. I don't think he will. And he's not. And right off the glove of Ryder Biggs, the throw, Modest
gotta get the out.
Is going to hesitate, looking to go to home because The runner on third there did make him think about it. Good heads-up play there by Bryce Still. Bryce Still created that with by acting like he was going to go to home, made Modest think about it, and Modest late on the throw to first as a result gets a run there, gets a single, puts runners on the corners with only one out, and here
top it
is
all.
Bryson Bobbitt at the top of the order.
Isaac did everything right, just didn't throw it quite quick enough the first.
Ryder Biggs on the first one's going to leave it too high, 1-0, fastball upstairs. Good speed there, 76 mile an hour.
Let's go, Red. We need to get out. Get an out.
One out. Runners on the corners. It's a tough situation.
Got
him
picked
off.
Yes,
he's
going to
get the pickoff. Beautiful play there by Ryder Biggs, and that lights up this Burton crowd. Runner out at first with a pickoff, and you know how pickoffs work. They don't work 9 out of 10 times. They just serve the purpose of getting the runner back, but this time it serves a bigger purpose and puts a second out on the board for the Panthers. And now, after runners on first and third, Biggs has a big opportunity here to get out of this inning still scoreless.
Come on, Red, make a play here.
1-0. Here's the pitch. Fouled right side, puts a strike on the board, 1-1.
Let's make a play, Red, make
what
a play.
What a fantastic play there by Ryder Biggs.
That was huge.
So now with a 1-1 count to Bryson Bobbitt. Bryson Bobbitt last time out, flew out to right. And this one, a ball past Martin is going to allow a run to score for Overton. Martin almost got in front of it, but it squeezed under his grasp and bounces to that long backstop behind him. That makes it 1-0 in favor of Overton, so Burton will not get out of this inning unscathed. And we get our answer to who will throw the first punch. That is the Mustangs here in the bottom of the second. Ryder Biggs, Ryder Biggs with two outs needs to get out of this inning now. All right, foul ball right side is going to even it up at two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Deuces are wild. One strike, one out. Gets them out of this.
And
a swing and a miss there by Bryson Bobbitt is going to bail Burton out. But again, Burton does not come out unscathed. They get a run. They allow a run to come in after a leadoff double. That run scores, and a huge play by Ryder Biggs to pick off the runner on first gives them some momentum, but 1-0 either way in favor of Overton as we head to the top of the third after a word from our sponsors.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealership lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, Go Panthers!
All right, coming back here for the top of the third inning, it's the Burton Panthers up to the plate. And a check swing there by Matt Raymer, nowhere near, as the catcher asks for a check from the umpire. But it's not his call to make, and that's 1-0 on the low pitch.
Come on, Matt, we need you on, buddy.
Well, Matt Raymer leading things off does take the next one for a strike, 1-1.
He can do this, Nine. Can do it.
A leadoff hit here would be huge for the Burton Panthers to get off to the right foot after allowing a run in the first. He's going to pop this one up, and that one is going into infield. And making the play is the second baseman for the Overton Mustangs, Bryson Bobbitt. And that puts an out up on the board quickly after only three pitches. So, top of the third, one out already. Here's Isaac Modis.
Come on, we need some base runners. We're making this guy look good.
You know, Modis trying to get on the board here, give the Burton Panthers a runner, and he's going to put this one down the third baseline. It's going to trickle foul. You see Thaler, you know?
Yeah. He could have made that play. I'm going to have to talk to him a little bit.
Fading like he wants to make a play, like, oh, tell us the third base, oh, you got it. Go ahead.
Yeah. You younger than I am. Just get it.
Get down there quicker than I can.
Come on, Isaac.
0-1 with one out here to Isaac Modis. Swing and a miss by Modis, and he shows the frustration.
You all right, 16, right here.
Knows he had one to catch there, just barely missed it, and that makes it 0-2. He falls behind the count big time here. Let's see if he can fight back here. And he's going to put this one
right
side.
Go, whoa!
Stay fair!
Run!
And Modis has
three,
it.
Isaac, three!
He's going to get in the corner!
It went out of play.
It went out of play, so that's going to be a ground rule double.
Attaboy, Isaac.
Ground rule double for Isaac Modis as he rips one into right field.
All right, Witt. Come on, Levin. You trade places with him now. You're due.
Yeah, like
tie this baby up.
Top of the order. And, you know, Tyler Witt had a triple last game, so he's a hot bat as well. Let's see if he can make something happen here. Modis has wheels. He's in scoring position. Here's the first pitch to Tyler Witt.
All right, come on.
A pitch that gets past the catcher.
All right, there he is now, Witt.
And that's going to put Modis on third base on the wild pitch. And 1-0 to Tyler Witt.
Come on, Witt. Base hit, buddy.
Only one out on the board, and the Burton Panthers in prime position to get out of this.
Isaac, get you a jump. They're playing back. Ike.
Ooh, and he takes the next one for a strike, 1-1.
Hey, now you line one up here, Witt. Line it up.
Got jammed up there by Landon Hill, but here's the next one. 1-1 pitch. Here it comes. And that one down low, umpire going to hold his call, 2-1.
Come on, T-Witt, base hit here. Let's tie this thing up.
That's going to be down low again, 3-1 for Tyler Witt. He finds himself well ahead of the count here. Can he take advantage? And down low again, four balls to Tyler Witt. He's going to take his base, puts runners on the corners. First and third for the Burton Panthers, only one out here in the top of the third inning, bottom of the second inning. Oh, wait, top of the third inning. Sorry, I'm all over the place.
What you think Witt's going to do on first base?
He's going to steal. Coach Thaler's already thinking about it. He's already signaling over, pinching his ears, touching his nose.
Just don't want to get picked off here. Be smart, Isaac. Come on, little Gurkha.
One out here.
Just put it in play.
And you're right there. I don't want to get picked off here because Holloman at the catcher position
outside has
a cannon.
Ooh, yeah.
And knee-high outside corner to Gurkha, 0-1.
All right, 21.
After the walk by for Witt, Gurka's going to put one right down the middle, and the double play attempt is on time. And a heck of a play there by Mason Rowe for the Overton Mustangs. He grabs it and puts in a 6-3 double play as he steps on the bag and slings it to first. And with runners on first and third, that's going to be a huge, huge missed opportunity for the Burton Panthers as they remain down in the game 1-0. And we'll be back with the bottom of the third. Overton ready to bat after a word from our sponsors.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant and Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5. And on Friday from 8 to 1.
Steel Buildings. It's what they do at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. DDM has been manufacturing every type of steel building you can imagine for almost 30 years. Barns, barnominiums, workshops, storage buildings, homes, and office buildings. They can do it all, and they'll do it right. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships. Get your project started today by talking with the experienced folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop.
So after a huge double play by the Overton Mustangs, the game is still 1-0 in favor of the Mustangs. Here to get things started for the bottom of the third inning, it's going to be Mason Rowe, who made that play for the double play, up to bat. And he has not gotten on base yet. Ryder Biggs here loads up for the pitch. Tries to catch that outside corner, fails to do so, 1-0.
A little bit low. All right, Ryder, come on now.
And this one low again, 2-0.
No freebies, buddy.
So 2-0 here for Ryder Biggs and fouled back. That's going to put a strike on the board, 2-1. And what Burton absolutely needs right now is to get out of this inning unscathed and try to build on that momentum that they had to have runners on first and third in the top of this one. As we go to the fourth, but first I need to get out of this bottom of the third. Low pitch right
3-1.
There makes it 3-1.
Come on, Biggs, all the way back, buddy. Make his earn his way on.
Well, Mason Rowe, 3-1. Let's see what he does. Ryder Biggs going to give him one, and that one's going to be a chopper that's going to get right in the hole again between second and third, and that's going to be a leadoff single to start the bottom of the third for the Mustangs. With no outs, that puts a runner on. Now up to bat, Brody Brown. Looking to make something happen with that leadoff single. Can the Burton Panthers get out of another situation here?
Can we get a double play here?
That would be sweet. And that one's going to be a breaking ball by Ryder Biggs. Catches the top of that zone beautifully. 0-1.
Let's go, Red. Let's get it out.
And a pickoff attempt there, not in time. But how huge would that be? But like we said, you know, pickoffs only effective 9 out of 10 times. So don't expect another one here today. But
if he can
keep
him a half a step back, if he runs, you got a chance.
All this
right.
One pulled into right,
right
field.
You.
Here goes the catch, and a good catch there by Brady Griffin. That's going to put it out on the board. So they don't get the first batter at, but they get the second. And here comes, I apologize, Rylan Hollerman. And Hollerman's last time out did get to second base. Hollerman, of course, was the pitcher for the first game, so he knows what he's doing up there. He is the starting pitcher and backup catcher for
It's a good ball player. This kid can hit.
He can hit. He can do it all. He's definitely, from what I've seen the short time watching Overton, I think he's their best athlete.
Yeah.
So one ball here on the pickoff attempt, and Ryder Biggs not in time, but does its
he's going.
Serves his purpose. There goes the runner, and that throw's going to be in time. That's out as he gets caught stealing. That puts two outs on the board and clears the bases. That's huge. Fantastic play there in tandem by Martin and Witt. I mean, Martin popped up quickly. Yeah. I mean, with the reflex, that's a textbook how to do that, how to get the runner out at second trying to steal.
Perfect throw. Atta boy.
And a nice pitch there, fastball by Ryder Biggs up in the upper 70s there.
All right, let's get another.
High outside corner, 2-1 here.
Let's get this third out, boys.
Yep, it's been a theme. With two outs, you got to get out of the inning. 3-1. The last thing the Burton Panthers need is to allow a runner to get on again. So 3-1 here to Holloman. And not going to catch the corner there. It looked very similar to that strike that he threw, but it looks like it was just a hair lower, and that's going to make it a walk for Holloman. Up comes Braxton Harper.
Courtesy run, number three.
And number three is Osborne for... Jacob Osborne, to be specific. So here we go, two outs. They need one. One out gets them out of this inning unscathed and an opportunity to tie things up in the top of the fourth. They need to get out of this one. First pitch up high from Biggs is going to make it 1-0.
Go get him, little Biggs.
Next one's going to be ripped into left field. There is Raymer with a tremendous catch.
Raymer
makes a great catch, siding, diving, getting it in left field on a hit that was absolutely lasered on a rope to left field. Raymer gets the jump on it and able to get it in time. That ends the inning, and what a big play to give Burton a chance to respond in the top of the fourth. We'll be back with the top of the fourth inning after a word from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Close ball game here, but Overton with a slight edge, 1-0 in favor of them. And up to bat to lead things off is going to be Ryder Biggs, who's pitching on the mound today, but has been on fire, to say the least, for this Burton Panthers side. Now, he did not get on base his last time out, and with the way that he's been getting on base, I think he has an on-base percentage of about 85% in the last couple days, or 80% at the very least. So let's see if he can make it happen. With those kind of stats, after only not getting on base once, he's due.
Yeah. Little Biggs is due right here. Boy, if he could hit one down that right field line, we'd be standing on three with no outs. I'm going to call for at least two runs this inning.
We need it. lead would be huge the way this game is going defensively. And a shutout last game.
Yeah. Come on, little Biggs.
So 1-0 in favor of Overton. Ryder Biggs leading things off. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Here's the first pitch. And he's going to foul this one back. Good swing there. Just kind of caught it on the inside of the bat there and close to the handle.
Biggs is right on top of the plate. He's got his toe on the line.
He's crowding it against the lefty Hill. And a swing and a miss. Good breaking ball there by Landon Hill. Fools Ryder Biggs, and that's going to make it 0-2. Biggs finds himself behind the count.
Come on, little B. I need you on.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. And another swing and miss. A pass third strike, though. And the throw is on target for the catcher, Holloman. And that's going to be a second out, a first out to lead things off as Ryder Biggs strikes out.
All right, Ruben.
You know, after talking up Ryder Biggs, the last thing you wanted to see was a three-pitch strikeout for him. But that brings up Ruben Rodriguez. Apologies. So Ruben Rodriguez up. His last time out was thrown out at first. And Holloman looks like he got banged up in the hand there. One out here to Burton, needing a run to tie things up. Here's the pitch from Hill. This one down low gets past Holloman, but with nobody on first, no damage there. Puts a ball up on the board, 1-0 to Rodriguez.
Come on, 8, we need you on. Got to get some base runners. They got 5 hits, we got 1.
With one out, Ruben Rodriguez rifles one, but unfortunately bounces right to the second base, the third baseman, but it gets away, and there goes Ruben Rodriguez on the error, is going to get second base.
Boy.
And that error is going to be on the first baseman. The throw was on target enough and squeezes away from first baseman Braxton Harper. So with one out, huge play there by Ruben Rodriguez with a single and forced error.
Come on, Jaeger. Give me a base hit. Let's tie this baby up. What looked like a routine play. Got a runner on second now with one out.
He's in scoring position, and Eli Jaeger getting on base very well here today. Let's see if he can keep that going.
Stay in there with him, Eli.
Lefty on lefty here for Jaeger. And a fastball that goes upstairs, 1-0.
Come on, 14. Trade places.
You know, with these off-speed pitches, it's hard to tell what's a fastball and what's a breaking. 1-0. And that one, again, this one definitely a breaking ball. 2-0.
Stay in there with it, Jaeger. Come on, buddy.
Stays upstairs. And the Burton crowd wanting a hit, needing a hit. Needing runners on, this Burton. Here's the pitch from Hill outside. Ooh, and Holloman with the quick reflexes to get in front of that one. That was dangerous there for Overton.
3-0.
Good situation here for Jaeger. He's got a runner in scoring position. That's Ruben Rodriguez over in third, over in second. 3-0.
It's up high.
And he's going to take it up high. That's 4 balls in a row. Gives Jaeger the base. Runners on first and second now. And Holloman not showing the best body language there. I think he disagrees with the call.
That ball was up.
You don't want to be chirping to the umpire too much in a close game.
Braden Martin, you're due here one time. Hit me a gapper one time.
So that's a walk to Jaeger. Puts him on first, keeps Rodriguez at second. With only one out, here comes Braden Martin. looking to come up big for his Panthers.
Come on, 13.
Here's the first pitch.
Ball.
Outside and high. 1-0.
Make him throw strikes, guys.
Up and away. Yeah, and what we've seen here from Hill has been leaving a lot of pitches upstairs. Let's see if he keeps that streak going. He looks like he's going to not do so as he catches the top part of the strike zone on a breaking ball, 1-1.
It's all right. Here we go. Now you rip one if it's in there, 13. Attaboy.
And that pitch that gets away from the catcher but not far enough from him to send any runners. So 2-1 on the ball. And Coach Thaler over there, hands on knees, knew that could have been a big opportunity.
By.
Yep.
It's all right. Come on, Braden. You can do this.
2-1. Braden Martin battling against Landon Hill on the mound. Needing a hit. Off steps Landon Hill. And he's going to step back on pretty quickly here. Braden Martin's never left the batter's box. Ready for him.
Find you 113 right here.
2-1 pitch, here it is. And this one, knee high on the inside corner.
All right,
good job there by Hill catching that inside corner. It was a close one, 2-2.
Come on, you 13. One time, make it lucky.
Two balls, two strikes, two runners on with only one out. Here's the pitch to Braden Martin. That one going to get past
the
catcher
Ruben.
Again. But again, not far enough to cause any damage. That's full count.
Ruben got to get that little bit bigger lead and jump and read that. Come on, Braden. You got a battle here, buddy.
Holloman has been really impressive.
He got a gun. I saw him.
But reflexes, too, getting in front of these wild pitches. Full count. Braden Martin rips one to left, but goes foul. Looked like he got a hold of one there, but just a little early. Again, them off-speed pitches, they'll keep you off balance.
Just keep battling, 13. We need you on.
Full count to Braden Martin. He just stayed alive with a foul ball there that he ripped into left field. Can he adjust the timing and rip one fair in the left field? I believe a hit to left field, maybe in that corner, would score two runs. Darryl asked for two runs to get this one started.
Come on,
Let's see
Brady.
What's going to happen. Here's the pitch. And Brady's going to pop up, and that's going to be a foul ball into the bleachers. Let's see if anybody can make a play. And it falls harmlessly in the bleachers there as a young man is going to be excited to get a souvenir here in this state semifinal.
Come on, Braden. Come on, buddy. Keep battling.
So full count. Stays full. Two foul balls in a row here for Braden Martin. Staying alive. Fighting in this at-bat. Here it is. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball by Braden Martin. A solid pitch by Hill. Gets Braden Martin to go down swinging. That's a strikeout for Landon Hill. But up comes Brady Griffin.
Senior up for me right here, 12. Come on now.
Let's see if Landon Hill will give him a little graduation gift, leave it over the plate for him to rip it. And a swing and a miss there by Brady Griffin on another breaking ball.
Way out in front of everything again, guys. Come on, adjust.
Landon Hill just getting these breaking balls past the Burton players all day today. So far through three innings, 3 2/3.
Come on, Brady.
Another swing and a miss on a low pitch by Brady Griffin. He's got to stay disciplined here.
Hey, you can do this, 12. You can do it.
Those were definitely two reaches on low pitches. 0-2, two outs, two runners on. Brady Griffin, can he make something happen? Nah, he's going to stay off of that one. Smartly so, 1-2. Another one that was practically in the dirt.
Just can't get that break that it gets past this catcher. Come on, Brady. You can do this.
1-2 count. Here's the pitch. And one that's going to go third base, and that's going to get a force out at third. Leaves two runners stranded for the Burton Panthers. And they have now left five runners on base through four innings. And we'll be back with the bottom of the fourth inning after a word from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers in their quest for state.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball teams. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton. Sharing God's love one person at a time.
All right, back here for the bottom of the fourth inning, and the very first pitch is going to be a roller to Modest, who flips it over to Eli Yeager. A quick one pitch out for the Burton Panthers to get out quickly here in the bottom of the fourth, down one run. And a pretty cool announcement here at the stadium. For Don Sanders Stadium here at Sam Houston State University, they've held three playoff games here so far this year. And with 510 total in attendance, this has been the largest group of attendance this year.
That shows the support from both schools.
Yeah. Shows what it means. And first pitch there by Ryder Biggs. Good strike low in the zone. And that's to Bryce Still. 0-1 pitch to Still, and a nice fastball there by Ryder Biggs. Unfortunately, does not catch the corner, but good speed there.
Hey, go get him, 3.
1-1, the count with one out.
2.
And a nice breaking ball catches that knee-high outside corner. 1-2.
Finish him, 3. Finish him.
So 1-2, this one is going to be a chopper up to grab it. It's Houston Hody is the throw in time.
Yes!
Yes! Great throw there by Houston Hody. And that's in time to Eli Yeager for the second out of the inning. And now, again, we've been talking about it all day long with two outs. Can the Burton Panthers get out of this one? No runners on, down one run. They need to score some runs to take the lead, but first they need to get one more out here in the bottom of the fourth.
It is.
And popped up. Stay concentrated. Biggs is going to get a chance, and he's going to get it, and he's going to flip it up and say, "That's it. We're out of that one." That retires the side. Burton comes out unscathed, only down one run. They'll get a chance to respond here in the top of the fifth inning after we come back from a word from our sponsors.
Sendero Arbor Care is thrilled to congratulate the Burton Panthers baseball team and their dedicated coaches on an incredible achievement, making it to the playoffs. At Sendero Arbor Care, they specialize in providing professional tree care services to keep trees on both residential and commercial properties healthy. If you need expert tree care at your home or business, call 979-836-4517. They're dedicated to serving the community with hard work and integrity, ensuring that your trees and property are in excellent hands. Call Sendero Arbor Care today for the health of your trees and property.
Playoff season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panther baseball team. Just like the Burton Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision. From windshields to back glass and everything in between, they get the job done right the first time. Let the pros at Quality Glass knock it out of the park. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong playoff run. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
Back to Don Sanders Stadium, where a record crowd has shown out to watch this Game 3 winner take all in the state semifinal between the Burton Panthers and the Overton Mustangs. Now, here's the big question. Down one run, Burton just got out of that inning with a three up, three down. Can they capitalize? They've left five runners on base so far in this game, and they need to capitalize on these runners here if they want a chance to get this, to win this game.
We're going to lead off with Raymer. He needs to get on some way, somehow, that we can put a little pressure on this dude. Not that we hadn't, leaving that many base runners on, but,
For being their third pitcher, he's got quite a few strikeouts here. He's got, I count, five strikeouts for him.
We just need to get a leadoff runner on one time.
Through four innings, he's got five strikeouts, and we need to capitalize. At the end of the day, yeah, it's not that we haven't been able to hit him. We've had five runners on base, and we've left them all on.
Yep. Anyway, Raymer, come on, buddy.
So here's Matt Raymer trying to make that happen. Oh, well, outside, up and away. And Holloman again with a great play there. Now, it wouldn't have resulted in anything, but all day with the reflexes and his length has been saving this pitcher.
Come on, guys, right here.
1-0 to Raymer.
Strike.
Knee high inside. That's 1-1. Inside corner, that is. Evens it up. And Raymer to be right down the third base line. And that's a leadoff single for Matt Raymer.
Nice job, Nine.
Exactly, what the doctor ordered.
All right, Isaac, do your job. Put this ball down. Make them feel it and make them throw it.
And that one, a nice line drive, went right over the glove of the third baseman, Brody Brown, there, and trickled into left field right down the line. Beautiful hit by Raymer as he pulls that one into left field.
Get in the front of that box, buddy.
And Mott is going to put down a bunt and almost goes perfectly down the first baseline, but goes foul.
Isaac, you got to get in the front. You're sacrificing right here, buddy. You can do it.
So after the leadoff single for Raymer, that puts a runner on and brings up Isaac Modis.
Come on, 16. You can
good
do
opportunity
this
here for the Burton Panthers. And pickoff attempt there, not in time. And Raymer really, really, really making it a little too close for comfort on that one.
You got to get a pretty good jump to get to second, because Modis is trying to just sacrifice you to second. Get that run in scoring position for Witt at the top of the order.
So that's 1-1 now to Modis.
Come on, Isaac. You can do it. That a
bunt. He's got a bunt. A bunt beautifully and gets tagged out.
That's
but
right.
That gets Raymer to second. But, the hustle by Modis. He does go out on the tag, But he really hustled down that line, forced the play by the pitcher, and allows Raymer to get to second on the sacrifice squeeze.
Come on, T-Witt.
And back to the top of the order with a very dangerous hitter, Tyler Witt. He has a runner in scoring position. That's Matt Raymer.
I think he's going to pinch run for Raymer now.
Let's see who's coming out. That's going to be Eli Simank.
Come on, Witt.
So Eli Simank now at second, courtesy running for Raymer. And I can tell you, Coach Thaler has probably done that because he wants to steal third. Simank is a fast, fast runner there. This one upstairs, 1-0 here to Tyler Witt. And last time Tyler Witt was walked.
Yeah, they're not going to give him much. I hope they make a mistake here. Get you one, T.
Yeah, expect a lot of outside pitches up high, trying to get him to chase something, but Tyler Witt's smarter than that. Smack dab in the middle of that batter's box.
Get you 1-11. Come on now.
1-0.
Strike.
Knee high inside corner on a fastball. Well, 70-mile-per-hour fastball. 1-1.
Now you saw it, buddy, right here.
One ball, one strike, one out, one runner on. Here's the pitch to Tyler Witt, and he's going to foul this one down. 1-2.
Come on, Levin. Give me a hit right here, right center field.
With two strikes, needs to make something happen soon here. He's got Simank running at second. A good hit anywhere into the outfield probably scores Simank. Off steps Landon Hill. He knows he has a hard job in front of him trying to get Tyler Witt out of there. Tyler Witt looking to make something happen. Here's the pitch. And he's going to rip one down the third baseline right between second and third base.
Gotta hold him.
And that'll hold Eli Simank. But with only one out, again, the Burton Panthers have runners on first and third on the corners. And up comes.
Now we're in the same situation. First and third. One out. Steal him on this first pitch. Because Gurka hit that ball hard that they turned a double play on.
Yes, he did.
Or do you get gutsy right here and you try to squeeze him home?
So with runners on the corners, huge situation here for the freshman, Coy Gurka.
You can do it, 21.
And he's going to pop one up into the infield. And that's going to be an out here. That's going to make it two outs. Dangerous situation here for Burton as well as Overton. Because, of course, with runners on the corners, Burton could very easily score. But last time they were in this exact situation, they left two runners stranded. And, you know, they got to have that in the back of their mind that they do not want to repeat that here. It's the fifth inning. They're running out of outs.
Come on, little Biggs.
But here's Ryder Biggs, a huge, dangerous hitter. And hasn't had a hit in this game, but has had plenty of hits today and yesterday.
Come on, three.
This one outside, and easy steal there for Tyler Witt.
All right, there they are. Come on, little Biggs.
Runners on second and third. That's now two in scoring position for Ryder Biggs as he gets a ball 1-0.
Come on, buddy.
Here's the 1-0 pitch from Hill, and that one's going to be way inside. Almost hits Ryder Biggs. It does hit Ryder Biggs. Now that's bases loaded. Ruben Rodriguez coming up. Two outs, though.
All right, Ruben. This is what you played a game for, young man.
All Ruben Rodriguez has an opportunity here to come up huge for this Burton Panther team.
Two outs, bases loaded.
Doesn't get bigger than that, down one. Here's the first pitch from Hill.
That's right.
And he's going to catch that bottom end of the strike zone, 0-1.
Come on, 8. Have some fun up there. Paint something green out there one time.
And that one underneath the strike zone there, breaking ball breaks too far for Landon Hill, and Ruben Rodriguez is going to get a 1-1 count now.
Come on, 8. Make it be yours.
Any kind of fair ball scores a run. He rips it into left field. It's going. It's got legs. Not enough. Jaden Edwards is there to make the catch. And the Burton Panthers will leave the bases loaded here in the top of the fifth inning. Down only one run. That now puts them at 8 runners left on base so far here today on the flyout by Ruben Rodriguez. We'll be back with the bottom of the fifth inning. Down 1-0 is Burton to Overton after a word from our sponsors.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjuratile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Conjuratile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Conjuratile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
We're back to Don Sanders Stadium over at Sam Houston State University. And with the Burton Panthers just leaving the bases loaded, that was a tremendous, huge missed opportunity there for Burton as they are down only one run here as we get ready for the bottom of the fifth. They'll be looking to get out of this bottom of the fifth unscathed, and that'll leave them with 6 outs to make something happen. Running out of time. But first things first, they got to get out of this one, hopefully with a quick inning here for Ryder Biggs and the boys.
9-1-2 coming up.
So leading things off is Jaden Edwards, who just made the play in left field to end the last inning.
Attaboy,
and on
Yeager.
The first pitch, pops one up. Eli Yeager coming up from his first base position to the foul territory to make the catch. One out. One pitch, one out. Up next is going to be coming to the top of the lineup, and that's Bobbitt. Bryson Bobbitt. First pitch, swing and a miss by Bobbitt. Beautiful there from Ryder Biggs. Little movement on that one. Puts it low, gets him to reach for one. And on the 0-1, 0-2 now, as the foul ball fouled off by Bobbitt. And Ryder Biggs in a good opportunity to get 2 quick outs here. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Biggs. Beautiful 3-pitch strikeout by Ryder Biggs. That is a beautiful pitch to end it too, with a slight breaking ball that absolutely freezes Bryson Bobbitt and gets 2 outs on the board quickly. Here comes Mason Rowe.
Single last time.
Last time out, was able to single. And first one's going to be lower part of strike zone for a nice strike by Ryder Biggs. Now that's 4 strikes in a row thrown by him. Let's see if he can keep it rocking and rolling here. And this was going to be a fly ball. Ruben Rodriguez back there. He's going to track it. He's going to get it. That's 3 up, 3 down for the Burton Panthers in a tremendous situation there, down one run. They needed to get out of this one to have a chance in the top of the sixth. We'll be back with the top of the sixth inning after a word from our sponsors.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Panthers!
All right, here we go. This is what baseball is all about. We're back for the top of the sixth inning. One-run game with Overton leading 1-0 against the Burton Panthers in the state semifinal. Game three, winner take all. And last time out, the Burton Panthers did leave the bases loaded, so they're looking to find a way, any way to score a run here to tie things up and possibly take the lead. To lead things up is lead things off is going to be Eli Yeager. And Coach Thaler having a quick conversation with the umpire there.
Probably saying, how can I get a run?
Unfortunately, that's going to be all up to the boys here. They got six outs to make it happen.
My friends from Fayetteville, they're losing right now in the top of the fifth, 3-0. They won last night, 1-0.
Man, they must have some solid pitchers
out
there.
That's two really close games there.
Yep. Well, we got our close game of our own here with Overton up 1-0 on Burton. Burton has six outs to score a run, or their season is unfortunately over.
Come on,
but
Eli.
Don't write this team off yet. They know how to fight. First pitch, way outside to Eli Yeager. Eli Yeager has gotten on base every time out today with two walks. Here's the 1-0. Well, ooh, outside again, 2-0.
Anyway, Eli.
And, I mean, with two walks in a row already to Yeager, you got to think, are they pitching around him because he's the only lefty?
You know, sometimes it's, you know, you're supposed to lefty on lefty is the matchup you want. But today he's struggling a little bit throwing to a left-hander.
He sure is. But he does find the strike zone there, knee-high outside corner, 2-1. With a fastball that catches the corner, that's
hit one hard here, Eli. Attaboy.
That one outside, 3-1.
Make him work.
Eli Yeager's going to let him make the mistake. Likely going to stay home on whatever pitch comes his way.
Son about has left the ballpark, buddy.
And that one is going to be a strike on that upper inside corner. Eli Yeager thought he had himself another walk. It's going to be a full count.
Got a battle here, 14. Anything close.
And 3-1, he gets it this time, too far inside. Oh, another walk. That's three walks to Eli Yeager in this game. Perfect on-base percentage and giving his team an opportunity, putting a runner on. Here comes Braden Martin. And Braden Martin has not gotten on base today. So this would be a huge opportunity for him to do so.
Come on, 13.
Oh. And he shows bunt, pulls it back, pitch upstairs, 1-0.
Come on, let's go, buddy.
Any kind of hit, any kind of way to get on base here. Breaking ball breaks into the strike zone on the upper part of it. Good pitch there from Hill, 1-1.
Push this ball past the pitcher towards second, Braden.
Braden Martin showing bunt again. Let's see if he's going to show bunt some more. With no outs, it would not be surprising. He does. He lays one down, and that's going to be a sacrifice squeeze that works, and that's going to push the runner to second. Eli Yeager now at second. Up comes Brady Griffin.
Come on, Brady. Come on, man. Use that blue bat and let's get a hit.
Is that a new bat for Brady Griffin?
I think he trying to change his luck too.
Yeah, I think
he was using that orange one.
That one down low.
Remember, he chased them balls in the dirt the last time he was up.
So good job there to stay off of that one.
Come on, Brady. You got to get a jump out there, Yeager.
Outside, up and away, 2-0. And the pitcher's going to go have a talk. The catcher's going to go have a talk with his pitcher there. He's not liking what he's seeing, struggling with his command a bit.
Probably be sweet if he'd throw one over his head now.
Oh, that'd be nice. Not too hard, though, so it stays back here at the backstop.
Oh, we'd be all right.
So, with Raymer on deck, here's Brady Griffin.
Come on, Brady.
So 2-0 count already to Brady Griffin, and that one going to make it 2-1 with a breaking ball that catches the upper outside corner.
And now you saw it, 12. Go with one out there. Let's go.
2-1.
Oh, hit it. Attaboy.
Brady Griffin.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
So that's going to put another runner on with only one out. Runners on first and second here for the Burton Panthers. Up comes Matt Raymer. And his last time out did have a single. Can he make it happen again?
Coach coming out.
Coach going to have a talk with his pitcher here. I don't suspect a change here. Let's remain patient and see what he's going to give him. Matt Raymer walks over to Coach Staler, as does Yeager. Going to get some instructions here. What do you want from me, Coach? What do you suspect? If you were a fly over on Coach Staler's shoulder, what would you think he's telling him?
All he's saying, please, God, let Raymer get another hit.
So more than telling him anything, just praying for a hit.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, they're in the Burton crowd. That's exactly what they're hoping for. It's a good situation here, but you hear that Overton crowd is excited. They're not losing faith, because why would they? This team is a team that has left 8 runners stranded in this game, and they have every confidence that their team can do it again. But on the other side, Burton has every confidence that Raymer could come up huge here.
You would think one of these times, we're going to get one out there.
It can't keep happening.
Nothing bigger than right now, 9. You can do it, buddy.
And that one's going to be down low, 1-0.
Heed you on anyway, 9, anyway.
2 runners on with a walk to Yeager and a hit by pitch on Brady Griffin. Pickoff attempt.
Stay on there. He's faking you. I put that back in your back pocket.
Pickoff attempt at second, and that was not a pickoff attempt because he did not throw it, but gets Yeager back on the bag.
Come on, Raymer. Big time here, buddy.
And he takes this one knee high inside corner for a strike.
You're all right.
That one too far inside, jammed him up. Oh, 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. 2 runners on, first and second. It's Eli Yeager at second. And a chopper, a double play. Oh, no, that's going to be in time to first base. They go for the safe play, but that advances the runners to second and third. Raymer does a job there and gets the runners up, and here comes Isaac Modis.
All right, little Isaac. Come on, buddy. can do this 16.
Isaac Mott is a freshman. Opportunity to come up huge for Burton here. Two outs. They need a hit, any hit. And he puts one right down the third baseline. It goes foul, probably better that it did so. 0-1.
Come on, 16. You can do this.
With both first and third basemen well off the bags here, if he can put one on that one down one of those lines, it'd be huge. And he's going to put one, and a shortstop's going to come and make a play. Can he beat the throw? No, he can't. And that's going to retire this Burton side, and they're going to leave two runners on. That puts them up to 10 runners left on base. And another missed opportunity to get back in this ball game. They're going to stay down 1-0. And we'll be back with the bottom of the sixth inning after a word from our sponsors.
Summer's a time to get things done on your property, and DDM Pipe and Seal is ready to help. Whether you're building a new pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, building a workshop, or putting on a steel roof, DDM has everything you might need. Their experienced staff can help you select the right materials and hardware for your project. Whether it's angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, metal building components, or welding supplies. So what are you waiting for? Get that summer project started with a trip to DDM Pipe and Seal today, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
Hody Farms in Burton is a proud supporter of the Panthers baseball and Lady Panthers softball teams as they head into the playoffs. A special shout out to their own, Natalie and Houston. Your family is so proud of you both. For your next show pigs, for 4-H or FFA projects, give Hody Farms in Burton a call, 979-251-4718. Good luck in the playoffs. Go Big Red, all the way to state.
Buying or selling real estate is one of the largest financial decisions most people have to make. To help you make the right decision, you want a knowledgeable, experienced, and licensed realtor as your partner. This is Susan Keel, owner of Market Realty, Inc. Any agent can open a lockbox or show property, and it doesn't take much skill to sell property when the market is strong. My team at Market Realty will get you the best price under any market conditions, because we have more licenses and experience than any other company in the area. With offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Palacios, Market Realty's team includes brokers, agents, general certified appraiser, tax consultant, and auctioneer.
Hello, this is Roger Chambers.
Hi, this is Gabri Means.
Hi, this is Diane Horseman.
Hi, this is Cooper Rayleigh.
Hello, this is Donna Hobbs.
Hi, this is Cheryl Stork.
Hi, this is Cassie Heron.
Hi, this is Jessica Flores.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate, trust the team at Market Realty. You can find us online at marketrealty.com or on Facebook.
Leading things off here in the bottom of the sixth for the Overton Mustangs is Brody Brown. And he just put one right over the head of third baseman Houston Hody. Good job by Witt to back him up, but that's going to be a leadoff single. Bottom of the sixth inning, the Burton Panthers need to get out of this one unscathed, and they will have one last opportunity in the top of the seventh.
3-4-5 up for Overton.
After Brody Brown, that's now Rylan Holloman.
Biggs has done a tremendous job on the mound.
He has. And this is going to be fouled right side. It's 1-1.
He's not having any luck pushing a run across. The top of the order coming up for us right now. Bigger thing is, do not let them score.
1-1. Here it is, and this is going to be ripped into center field. Ruben Rodriguez's bat, he's going to get a hold of that. That's going to make it one out. Ruben Rodriguez continues to just be sure-handed as can be back there, and that makes it now one out with a runner on first. Burton needs two outs. Huge here. up is Braxton Harper. And like Daryl mentioned last time he was out, that staggered stance. He's got his front toe, his left toe all the way up in the front right of the box, and his back foot is all the way back middle of the box. And
atta
a nice
boy.
Pitch there by Ryder Biggs. 75 miles an hour fastball right there in that upper outside corner. Freezes Harper right up, 1-1. And with that 1-1, this was going to be ripped into left field for a base hit. Cut off, Matt Raymer gets to it and holds it to a single, but that's going to put runners on first and second with only one out. And yes, Burton is down one and needs to score some runs, but first they need to get out of this inning. With one out, here comes Landon Hill. And Hill, the pitcher, has an opportunity to give himself some room. And Ryder Biggs, the pitcher for Burton, wants to keep that from happening. Here's the first pitch. It's going to be a bunt laid down. Biggs picks it up. And he's going to flip it to first. Good
nice
play there.
Nice job by Modest.
Great read by Modest as he backs up first baseman Eli Yeager. But that does push up the runners. A successful sacrifice squeeze there puts two outs. And nothing can be bigger for Burton here than for them to get a strikeout. Really an out in any way, but mainly a strikeout because that would prevent...
You just got to make the play at first, buddy.
Yeah, you're right.
Two outs.
An out any way, shape, or form for Burton here.
Let's go, boys.
Two outs, down one run, bottom of the sixth. This one outside, 1-0.
Doubled and grounded out the third.
This right. One gets squeezes out of the hand of Braden Martin on the low pitch, 2-0. But does not get far enough away from Martin to cause any damage. So good bounce there for Burton. Still makes it 2-0 now.
Let's go, boys.
And that's Bryce Still at the plate. And a nice fastball low in the strike zone, 2-1 for Ryder Biggs. Gets back into this count. Let's see if we get another strike here.
Come on, little Biggs.
2-1. And not a strike, a little outside the zone, says the umpire, 3-1. As Ryder Biggs gets ready off steps, Bryce Still to throw him off a bit. Make the moment last a little longer.
I think Thaler's going out to talk to him since it's a 3-1 count.
Yeah, Coach Thaler.
You want to go ahead and just walk him and take your chances with number six.
And as Coach Thaler takes time to talk to his pitcher on the mound, we'll be back after a 60-second break from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
A funeral is a time of loss and a time of hope. At its best, it can be a tribute to love and life and to the legacy left behind.
Dad gave us so much. Here was our chance to thank him.
Talk to our caring staff about your funeral needs and let us help you create a ceremony of sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
All right. As we come back from a short break, it was a quick conference with Coach Saylor and Ryder Biggs on the mound, and Ryder Biggs just filled up the count with a beautiful pitch there, 3-2, and this one ripped in the left field. It's going to go foul, and that had a collection of held breaths on the Burton sideline and almost ignited the Overton side. Alive stays number 10, Bryce Still. Full count, two outs. No room for error on either side. Who's going to make the play? This one
on, in
center field. Ruben tracking it. Oh, it's going to fall in. And that's going to score two runs.
Maybe
three. Around comes the runner from third. Their throw coming in. Tyler Witt, can he get it in time? It goes over the head of the catcher. That clears the bases. Three runs score. Inside the park, three-run home run for Overton. In the bottom of the sixth with two outs. The Burton Panthers down one run all game. Allow three runs here. Up comes Zalman after the huge play for Overton. 0-1 as he fouls it right side. Here's the next pitch. This one ripped into right field. That's going to be another hit. A single for Zalman, and up comes Jaden Edwards. And this Overton crowd is going crazy in the stands because they feel they just punched their ticket. But it ain't over till the fat lady sings. Burton needs to get an out here. And down four runs, they'll have a chance with three outs left.
At number five, courtesy running.
And number five for Overton is going to be Gabe Miller. So as Braden Martin comes back from his meeting on the mound with Ryder Biggs, Burton knows they need an out. Desperately in need of an out here. They've allowed three runs, and this was going to be ripped in the third. Oh, and that's going to fall from Raymer. Ruben Rodriguez is going to get the throw to third. Hody's going to stop it. But that's going to put runners on second and third. Two runners in scoring position for the Burton Panthers.
Great try by Raymer on diving catch. Just
tried to do a mirror image of what he had earlier. And with two outs, the Burton Panthers struggling to get out of this inning.
Now they're at the top of the order.
Yeah, that is Bryson Bobbitt out there. And a quick huddle by both teams. Overland Mustangs at third base. Burton Panthers at the mound. Runners on second and third. Anything, any hit here for Overland puts another run in, already down 4-0. Burton needs to get out. They need to stop the bleeding to have a chance in the seventh.
Find that third out, boys.
And a swing and a miss there by Bobbitt. Nice pitch from Ryder Biggs. Gets him to go to swing and miss there. 0-1.
Five hits this inning.
And on the 0-1, another swing and miss by Bobbitt on a low pitch. Good job by Ryder Biggs getting him to reach for one there. 0-2.
Come on,
one strike gets you out of this one. Ryder Biggs locks it in. Here comes the pitch. And that went outside. 1-2. One strike away from getting out of this inning.
Come on, little B. You can do this.
One, two pitch from Ryder Biggs. Swing and a miss by Bobbitt. That's going to put an end to the inning and stop the bleeding for the Burton Panthers. Now with three outs left, top of the seventh, Burton up to bat. They're down 4-0. This is what it comes down to, and we'll be back for the top of the seventh inning after a word from our sponsors.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealership lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Panthers.
All right, back to Don Sanders Stadium. Top of the seventh inning. The Burton Panthers are down 4-0. They need 4 runs to keep their hopes alive for a state final appearance.
They got the top of the order up.
Up to lead things off is Tyler Witt. He's the leadoff man, so it's a tough situation down 4 runs in the top of the seventh with only 3 outs left. But you couldn't ask for a better situation to be in that situation than at the top of your order here.
That's right.
You have your best hitters up. And this is a moment where you need your top performers to perform.
We've been due. We left. That's 10 runners we left on base.
Yep.
Only got 3 hits. They got 10. Not gonna win many ball games when you lead that, but here we go.
Outside of Tyler Witt, 1-0.
We just need base runners anyway right now. It's 4 runs now, not 1.
And Tyler Witt rips one foul left side. 1-1 to Tyler Witt.
Come on, Levin. Starts with you, buddy.
And this one way behind Tyler Witt there. 2-1.
Just need you on, Levin. Gotta have base runners.
That's what Burton needs badly right now, is just men on base. 2-1. Knee-high outside corner. That's going to be a huge pitch there for Landon Hill. 2-2.
You all right, Levin? Been here all year. You can do it.
So with the 2-2 count, Landon Hill getting ready. The lefty pitching to Tyler Witt. Tyler Witt's going to rip it. Oh, a good catch there by Rowe at a shortstop, but Tyler Witt's going to beat the throw.
Yes, sir.
Clutch play by Tyler Witt, hustling down that line because that was as close of a play at first base as you can get. But Tyler Witt inches it out, and that's going to put a runner on first to lead things off with a single.
Maybe.
Up comes coach for Overland up. He's going to have a chat with Landon Hill.
I think he's taking the ball.
Not sure if it's exactly a pitching change. He hasn't taken the ball yet.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, he has. So it's going to be a pitching change. Up's going to come up number 11 for, or I'm sorry, number 4. Well, either way, we're going to have to take a break for a pitching change here. We'll let you, we'll get the update on what the change will be exactly, giving him a chance to warm up. It looks like it's going to be number four, Braxton Harper. We'll be back after a quick break.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
All right, after the pitching change, it is Braxton Harper coming onto the mound for Landon Hill. So the Burton Panthers are going to get a righty again as he warms up. Everything looks to be staying the same. Looking to spot Landon Hill. He was in right field before when he was not pitching. He's not there now. I think he may have just gone to the bench.
Yeah. All right, little Gurkha.
So here gotta comes have Corey Gurkha, freshman in a big position here.
Make him throw you a strike first.
You know, Braxton Harper's going to want to throw a strike. Down low, 1-0. Fooled us there.
Take this ball. Take it till he throws you a strike.
Not a terrible fastball, 76 there from 76 miles an hour from Harper. And again, puts it down low, 2-0.
Take it till he throws you a strike. We need base runners.
Any which way. So 2-0 here. Tyler Witt with a nice lead. Here we go. That one is going to stay in the strike zone. Knee high outside corner 2-1.
It's all right. That wasn't your pitch, Gurkha. Don't get silly, Witt, and get picked off over there, buddy.
And Gurkha's going to put it in the first and second base holes.
Attaboy.
That's going to be a base hit for Coy Gurkha. The freshman comes up huge for the Burton Panthers. That puts two runners on with no outs. Down four runs are the Burton Panthers.
Come on, little Biggs.
And Ryder Biggs is up. Getting it the old-fashioned way here are the Burton Panthers with two singles.
Come on, little Biggs.
So Ryder Biggs now up. That's going to be knee-high outside corner for a strike on the fastball, 0-1.
Come on, three. Come on.
Biggs did get on base last time out with a walk. He rips it right side with plenty of power but puts it foul.
Down 0-2.
Pushes that one right side, makes it 0-2. See if he can fight back here.
Come on, three. Wow.
That's going to get called a strike. Knee high on that outside corner. Fastball from Harper. Puts an out on the board. Up comes Ruben Rodriguez. Had a single earlier in the fourth.
It's your three-run shot here, Ruben.
Only one out. Runners on first and second. Fastball right over the plate. 0-1 to Rodriguez. And he's going to take this one, and that's going to be a double play opportunity.
Nope.
And it's going to be thrown away, but that's going to score a run.
And Ruben is out at second. Oh.
And safe at second. Avoids the tag. Great play there by Ruben. That was a scary one.
Yes.
So with two outs, that puts a run up on the board for Burton. They have one out to work with. Eli Yeager is up to bat. He's been on base every time out tonight. Three straight walks for him. Burton needs runners. They just got a free one there on an error on the throw to first.
Let's go, Eli.
Overton trying to throw in the double play. They don't get it. It does put an out on the board. It makes it two outs. So down 4-1. They need three runs. Only one out to do it. Eli Yeager going to take this one inside for a ball. 1-0.
Come on, you Eli.
And all of a sudden, Harper, I think he's throwing harder than any pitcher for Overton. And that's going to be a ball pass that's going to get the runner over to third base.
Where was that a while ago?
Yeah, we've been needing that one all day. Well, better late than never. Ruben Rodriguez at third.
Way ahead, Eli. Ball three.
Up high, 3-0. Can Eli Yeager get his fourth walk today? That would be huge.
There he goes.
And he's going to get exactly that. Four balls in a row to Yeager, and he's been a ball machine today in this game. Four walks. Will it be what Burton needs? Braden Martin now up.
Gotta just keep getting base runners.
And Braden Martin, yet to get on base, this would be a good time for him to do so. He represents the tying run.
Ball high.
Way up high. And Braxton Harper showing off that speed, but in the last few pitches has struggled with his command finding the strike zone.
Just need base runners, boys.
1-0 here. Braden Martin puts one foul. Left side, 1-1.
Come on, Martin.
1-1 count to Martin. We've got two outs, down three runs. Burton is working with their last out. Puts one up high. That might do it. It's a pop-up to Jaden Edwards. He gets it. That ends the game on a pop-up. And that's going to end the season for the Burton Panthers. And Overton explodes. They're going to pile on Jaden Edwards because he just made the game sealing play in left field on a high pop up by Braden Martin. And huddling over at first base is going to be the Burton Panthers as their season comes to an end, but nothing to hand their heads over. They got all the way to the state semifinal in what they admitted was a hard fought season, one that they fought hard to get here, and unfortunately it comes to an end, but it was a tremendous season for the Burton Panthers.
Unbelievable season. These young men, this team is made up mostly of sophomores and freshmen. You have one junior, and you had the two seniors. For Brady, man, it's been a joy watching you, buddy, for 4 years. You've left everything. He's left everything on the field, whether it be football, baseball, whatever he did. These young cats have nothing to hang their heads about. Yeah, it hurts and it stings right now because you know you were close. Yep. You had golden opportunities. It just wasn't meant to be. And sometimes that's what it is. And, you know, this town is so proud of these guys. We're so proud of Coach Thaler and that way he's pulled his team together and the way they played. And I know he's telling them right now, look, guys, I am so very proud of you, just like all these fans over here. You know, wasn't meant to be. 4-1, left 10 runners, 12 runners probably now on base. You know, they had 10 hits. We had 5. They clutched up in that second to last inning. You know, it is what it is. The sun will come up in the morning. We are proud of these boys. And it's going to be okay.
Yep, and you know, that's the ball game, unfortunately, 4-1 in favor of the Overton Mustangs in what was a phenomenal series in the state semifinal. It will be the Overton Mustangs heading to the state final in the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. That is it for the Burton Panthers. We'll be back with some post-game to recap all the action after a word from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers in their quest for state.
Steel Buildings. It's what they do at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. DDM has been manufacturing every type of steel building you can imagine for almost 30 years. Barns, barnominiums, workshops, storage buildings, homes, and office buildings. They can do it all, and they'll do it right. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships. Get your project started today by talking with the experienced folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
That does it for the state semifinal. Unfortunately, Burton's season does come to an end. Does come to an end here. Overton, you know, you got to feel happy for them, and you got to feel for the Burton boys. It was as good of a series as you can ask for. It was a good game all the way to the end there. First game, close, 8-5 in favor of Overton. Ends with bases loaded on a pop-up. Second game, Burton bounces back in a huge way, gets a 6-0 win, forces a doubleheader in a game 3 here today. Unfortunately, it's a story of missed opportunities. That's what it came down to for Burton. We mentioned it before the break, 12 runners left on base. You said it before the seventh inning, it's hard to win a game when you miss that many opportunities. A game of inches, right? We had in the sixth inning, the 3 runs that were the difference were scored in that sixth inning, and it was a play of inches. Inches past the glove of Ruben Rodriguez, a player that constantly makes that play. Unfortunately, it was just hit a little further out than what his range was, but he's a player that you always count on to make that play, and that one was just a better play by the offense. Sometimes, even though you make a good play, the offense makes a great play, and that's just how it boils down sometimes. So that's how it boiled down for Burton in this third game. They made it all the way to the state semifinal. Nothing to be ashamed of there. Coach Taylor will tell that to these boys, and we're so proud of Coach Taylor. This town is so proud of these boys, and they have every reason to be because this was so huge for the history of Burton. Coach Taylor said it himself, a team that these boys never counted themselves out, but a lot of people were, and they were able to fight and come this far. It's a huge accomplishment.
Absolutely. You know, like you said, congratulations to Overton. I can say they're classy. They play the game the way it's meant to be played. You know, do they scare you on defense? No, they make way too many errors. They just got the clutch hit when they needed to get the clutch hit. We make that play, if and ands, you know, or whatever that saying is.
Right.
You sit there and come in 1-0. We're still playing right now. But it goes back to 12 runners left on base. You score one run in seven innings. You think about that when you're sitting in the dugout, when you're getting up there to come up to bat. Man, I got to this time. So you grip that bat just a little tighter in your hands, get just a nickel slower, and you just can't relax because you're saying, man, I left this base runners on this last time. I have to come through this time. Not that these kids didn't want to. They didn't go out there and say, hell, I'm going to hit into a double play or I'm going to sit there and pop up or strike out. Them boys gave it their all. And nothing but praises for that red and white team, them boys, the coaches, our family, friends up there. You know, it's going to be a lot of crying going on up there, and that's okay. It's not a sign of weakness that you cry. That means you're hurt because I wanted to win. And, you know, you're going to ask anybody anytime that you see. And when they see you at Little League games now, they're going to sit there and say, you know, we were this close. Yeah. And if this was a senior-oriented team just like Overton was, I'd really be sullen right now. But, buddy, your nucleus of your teams are sophomores and freshmen, and you have a junior high group that's going to be freshmen come up this next year. Eighth graders the following year. For the next 7-8 years, unless something just tremendously happens, it's going to be some exciting baseball in Burton.
I couldn't agree more. You said it there. I mean, you got it. While you feel for the Burton boys, you also are happy for an Overton team that has 6 seniors, and with emotions running high on both sides, obviously different sides of the spectrum, it shows what this means to both of these teams. And we'll be back with a little bit more post-game after a word from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball teams. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to 3 great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton. Sharing God's love one person at a time.
Go fight, win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses, salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Diamond and Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Diamond and Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Diamond and Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
KWHI invites you to tune in this Sunday to hear the Search the Scriptures with Pastor Larry Attiker from the First Baptist Church in Burton. It airs every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KWHI 1280. You'll enjoy music and a verse-by-verse study through the entire books of the Bible. We look forward to you joining us this Sunday at 10:30 on Friendly Country KWHI. First Baptist Church in Burton would like to give a huge congratulations to the Burton Panthers on their winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band, to speech and debate. The bottom line, if you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the UIL.
All right, back here to Sam Houston State University, where unfortunately the Burton Panthers season just came to an end, and we're going to talk a little bit about how that happened here today. The biggest thing to look at with this team was the missed opportunities. They came out, they played well. Ryder Biggs, while he didn't have the same game he had at the plate the first couple games, he made it happen that first couple games. He's a huge reason why they forced a game three. He did so on the mound. And None of these players should be blaming themselves or hanging their head, because it was a tremendous season. They had a good time. That's what it's all about. This Burton crowd, it meant so much to them. Just to be here playing baseball when almost everybody else is at back of the couch, right? It means a lot. And unfortunately, that does it for their season. And like you mentioned, I think the biggest thing for them to focus on is that they made it this far. They've came close together. It's a team that we've seen grow so much throughout this year. They started off with a bit of a rocky start. They fought back, made it to the playoffs. You know what they say about the playoffs? Once you're in, that's all you need. They knock off Flatonia with the best pitcher in 2A baseball. They knock off Shiner, the number one team in 2A baseball. And they fall to an Overton team. I don't think there's another team that they were more closely matched against. I mean, you talk about playing similar styles, and then just, it was going to be a matter, no matter who won, it was going to be beating them at their own game. Small ball, making contact, playing, and with solid rotational pitching. That's what it came down to. And we say it every time. It had to be somebody's night. It was Overton's night today. So congratulations to them. And one thing I do have to say that was a huge factor in this game was losing Logan Tosta. Yeah. That is a great player on this Burton side. He goes down with an injury, making a very big necessary play. He just shows what it means to him, selling out, making a big play when it's needed, and putting all the effort. He always puts 100%. And shout out to Logan Tosta and the Tosta family. They're in our prayers. It was confirmed that he did unfortunately hurt his collarbone there, and we're going to keep him in our prayers and on our minds. He, getting out of the hospital, he could have gone home.
No,
where did he
right
go?
Back here.
He came right back to the stadium
with his,
to
with
his
boys.
Yeah.
And, class, and he's just such a spark plug, And when you lose a spark plug that you were used to playing with, nothing against Isaac and
Coy Gurka.
Gurka. They got hits. They put the ball in that play. They made the plays. It's just that, I guess it's a mental letdown.
Chemistry.
That, hey, your dude's been playing there all year. Your turn was coming and stuff this next year for you to be one of the dudes out there too. But it happens in every sport.
Yep.
It's next man up.
Yep.
Those two young cats stepped up. They did not let us down at all.
At all.
We just are saying, feel sorry for little Tosta and stuff. He's walking off the field right now with Witt and Brady Griffin. You know, Brady's making that long walk for the last time with that Burton uniform on. What a great guy, family. And I guarantee you, you'll see him in the stands next year cheering his partners on. You know, he's going out there as I get in trouble sometime for saying he's going out there in the real world, but, he's going to be just fine. Him and Coach Taylor walking together. What a picture, man. He been your coach for 4 years. He's been your friend. He been your father and stuff. All those different figures that a coach is. I can't say it enough. You don't know how many times having a daughter that was a coach, knowing that father figure or that mother figure for some kids, that's huge.
Yeah.
And to see, look who the last two walking off that field together through that gate. You know, Coach Taylor and Brady. And no perfect ending. We could shut this thing off right now, right there. Those two dudes walking through that gate. So special to Daryl, to see that, to the community. You know, it's nothing again to hang their hats about. It hurts. Me and you're up here sullying like little bee dogs, but you know, we need to be proud, and I am proud for these guys. Anybody knows me, I hate to lose, and I don't care what we did. If we tried to break this window right now, I'm gonna try to beat you. I know we get thrown in jail, but oh well. I'm still going to try to beat you. And that's what those dudes do there for Coach Taylor.
Yeah.
And, you know, these guys are happy over here. And like I said, they were class. They didn't have these guys' parents chirping and stuff all game. It was clean. The kids played clean.
Yeah.
Just two solid, solid teams that unfortunately – it had to be us who didn't get to move on. But what a ride. Something these guys, they better not forget. They'll come back hungry next year and everything with an attitude of they got a taste of playing big time. Some kids, buddy, never get to experience playing past that first round.
Right.
With all these participation trophies, everybody gets to play. But to play in a pressure situation like these cats have been doing the last, just say, a month, it doesn't get no better than that. They're not going to forget this. So Daryl is so tickled, so proud of Burton, so proud of our school, so proud of our community. Now we're going to step aside from high school. And we're going to start an all-star tournament at our Little League fields. That's where some of these guys started. And it's so nice to see young kids out there playing. And when they get to be this age, to say, hey, I saw them playing, sitting in a concession stand at Burton, watching them play at our Little League fields. That's what we got them for. We're going to go up there and have fun with a bunch of different people and watch younger people play. And that's the way the world works. We get older. They're eventually going to get older too. I bet you Brady and Mark's parents didn't think, man, we got a long time before our kid's going to be out of here that we don't have to ride to no ball games and stuff. Boom. It's over.
Yeah.
And stuff. And, but the memories you make as a family, That's what Daryl cares about. Yeah, winning is 110% to Daryl important, but the family that these dudes are together, and I preach it every time I get to get on my soapbox like I am right now, that you win as a team, you lose as a team. Yeah. There's not one player that you can sit there and say, good God Almighty, if he'd have got that hit, if he'd have caught that ball, if Little B would have struck everybody out. That don't happen. There's dudes getting paid millions of dollars, and they can't even hit a ball past the catcher, you know? And here we're mad because we left 12 men on base.
Right.
And I guarantee you we'll get home tonight, and you look at the box scores with the Astros, they'll probably leave 13 on base, and they get paid $1 million for swinging, you know? So pick your poison, drink your Kool-Aid tonight on the way home, and have fun. Life is great. We got a great, great community, great school,
yep,
great group of kids, parents, and I'm never, ever so proud of a group of guys,
yep,
and families,
yep,
that we have just got to experience.
Yeah, with their way to just come together throughout the year. You've been there, Daryl. I've been there just a little more recently.
What you trying to say? You want to go out there and run around these bases?
Let's do it. I'll race you for it.
I'll pull my shoes off and put you down right quick.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's what I mean to say by that is we're all told at one point that we can no longer play the children's game. Some of us are told at 18. Some of us are told at 40. And that's why cherishing these moments are what's most important.
100%.
And as this season comes to an end, you mentioned it there, Brady Griffin, Coach Thaler walking off the field right next to each other as the last ones to leave. That's because Coach Thaler knows. He knows this was Brady Griffin's last hurrah. They got so far. I'm so thankful he was able to experience that in his time. Like you said, a lot of people don't get to experience anything past the first round. And it's just a special moment for these boys. You know, they're not going to be happy that this went down the way it did, but they should be grateful that they had this experience.
And be thankful. I mean, that's almost like the Field of Dreams right there.
Right, yeah. That last
walking
scene right
in
there.
That cornfield, that gate is still open out there.
Yeah.
You know, it really should be shut right now because it's over. But I'll never forget that picture, those two dudes. I'll never forget the picture when Vicente walked off the field with Coach Thaler, his last game. You know, that's what we were about.
Yep.
That's what it's
about.
Thank you, buddy. Enjoyed this ride. Hopefully we get to do a bunch more.
Yep.
Miami, thanks for everybody who's helped sponsor this, the radio, for bringing it to the people. And very proud.
Yeah. We're going to be back with some more post-game, but thank you to everybody. I mean, it's been so special to be a part of such a special moment in the history of Burton. And we're going to be back with some more reminiscing on how the year went and looking towards the future with some more post-game after a word from our sponsors.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Hody Farms in Burton is a proud supporter of the Panthers baseball and Lady Panthers softball teams as they head into the playoffs. A special shout out to their own, Natalie and Houston. Your family is so proud of you both. For your next show pigs, for 4-H or FFA projects, give Hody Farms in Burton a call, 979-251-4718. Good luck in the playoffs. Go Big Red, all the way to state.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, Go Panthers!
Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs. They would like to thank all the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
All right, coming back for some more post-game. We really have a lot to talk about because not only was this a fantastic season for the Burton Panthers, they have a lot to look forward to. But first, Fayetteville going in their regional final. They just dropped their game to 3-2.
They lost 3-2 to Brooklyn. They won 1-0 last night. So what a series there. Also, it's, you know, I'll say it again, when there's four teams only left in the state in your – deal, they're going to be good.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be good. So if it's your turn to win, it's going to happen.
So, yeah, there goes the Brooklyn-Fayetteville series. They'll be playing in Huntsville tomorrow, game three, and winner take all. But back to Burton, really what stands out to for this Burton team is that, yes, they had a fantastic season. Of course, you'll never be happy with losing, and I don't think this team is, but they must stay grateful that they were able to have this experience. You talk about experience. It wasn't a very experienced team as far as high school baseball goes. A lot of these players have been playing baseball their whole lives, but you had tremendous, tremendous experience for a couple freshmen coming in Gurka and Modis, a core that is almost all sophomores and juniors in other than Brady Griffin out of the starters. And shout out as well to Odom, who is another senior who is making his last ride today. But so even though it was a great season, there's a lot to look forward to in Burton as well, because they have a tremendous young core. You mentioned you're very connected with the Little League players coming up. We have some middle school players that are coming, junior high players coming in as freshmen that are going to add to that core, that really young core. We have some big seniors coming in next year, Raymer, Biggs, amongst the many names coming in. So, yes, this season is over. It was a great season. There's a lot to look forward to. So take this in. Be grateful that it happened, and don't hang your heads, because there's a lot to be proud of and a lot to have to still happen in a bright future for Burton baseball and Coach Thaler and the boys. So any final thoughts on this season from you, Daryl?
You know, I guess the words that come to mind is special. Special season is all I can say. Going from when they started out, not looking like, man, if we get fourth in district, we're going to be lucky. We were making so many errors. We wasn't gelling together. We were fussing and fighting and everything. But all of a sudden, I think Coach Thaler had this come to Jesus talk with him and said, look, guys, we have the talent. You got to just want to play together. You want to be a team. There's no I in team last time. I mean, I can't spell good. You can ask my daughter. She tells me that all the time.
But you know
I can't spell, but I can promise you there's no I in team. And you show me a team that plays together, parents that play together, a community that plays together, tighter than this group, and they're pretty darn good.
Yeah.
That's why these cats win. They will be back. We have that nucleus. We have the fan support. We have a commitment from a dude that's leading this team. And hats off again to him. Very proud. Very thankful to get to do this. Very thankful to get to play. And so proud of him.
Yes, sir. Couldn't agree more. You just mentioned there, Coach Taylor probably had to come to Jesus talk with these boys to get them together and make this run into the playoffs. And you mentioned a word that describes this team. I think of the word blessed with this team. They were blessed to be here, and you know, they owe it all to him. They know that. They pray before every single game. They know what it's all about. And that is a team that was blessed to have this experience. But again, a bright future ahead. Nothing to hang their heads about. A huge, amazing season for this Burton team. And we're going to be back with a final post-game wrap-up after this word from our sponsors.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Summer's a time to get things done on your property, and Dede and Pipe and Seal is ready to help. Whether you're building a new pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, building a workshop, or putting on a steel roof, Dede has everything you might need. Their experienced staff can help you select the right materials and hardware for your project. Whether it's angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, metal building components, or welding supplies. So what are you waiting for? Get that summer project started with a trip to DDM Pipe and Seal today, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
All right, coming back here one final time to Don Sanders Stadium as the sun sets, both literally and figuratively, on this Burton Panthers season. It's been a wild ride. It's been extremely special to take this ride with the city of Burton. You know, accepting an outsider like me, it's been so special to be a part of this. Daryl, huge help to us here, to me and us at KWH. I always appreciate what he does. And one last time for this baseball season for the Burton Panthers, Javi Jr. and Daryl Kiki signing off. We'll catch you next time.
Today's broadcast of the Blue Panthers baseball playoff game was made possible by St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton, Burton ISD, Collier Construction, Sendero Arbor Care, Burnham National Bank, Dominant Associates, BVR Material, Quality Glass, Burton Meat Processing, Burnham Collision Center, Memorial Oak Chapel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Woodson Lumber Company, Glenn College, Market Realty, J.J. Packing, Kendra Tile, Citizen State Bank, EDM Pipe and Steel, TNT Car Wash, Mattress Guy, First Baptist Church of Burton, Cody Farms, Tigler Toyota, Wellman's Insurance, Tillman Construction, Daryl Keith, Canadian Trent, and Burton and Rick Farmer. Always a good job to the Burton Panthers out there, and they had an incredible season. Again, the score for Game 3 was Overton 4, Burton 1. They are unfortunately out of the season, but our hearts go out to them as they've done a great job. This is Grayson on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. This has been a presentation of KWHI News.